Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
That's right. The weekend goes by and you look back and you think about all the things that you did that were great. They were really amazing and you didn't get the credit you deserved. Not even like a wave, a nod, not even a thank you.
Right. To be fair, sometimes you do things and nobody really sees it, but they should see the finished result of what it is that you did and then recap and say to themselves, wow, that was great. Did you do that? Thank you. Or sometimes it's something so obvious as holding the door for somebody and then they just don't acknowledge you with a head nod, a smile, or anything. It's terrible what people do, Anna Zapp.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend? You can call 1-800-330-9999.
I'll tell you what, my wife was away all this weekend, right? Which means that I had run of the house, me and the dogs, frankly. And for two days, it was a mess. Things were stacked all over the place. They were out of place and whatnot. But before she came home on Sunday, you know what I did, Anna?
What?
I swept the patio, I swept the kitchen and the hallway. All of those areas, I swept them up. Nobody said a word when they got home.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You made a mess.
Right.
And then you cleaned it up before she got home.
Right.
And she didn't even say thank you for that.
Right. And I cut the grass on top of it, but I didn't do the weed whacking. So I didn't point out the sweeping because I didn't want her to be like, yeah, that's great how you did that, but you didn't do the weed whacking there.
Raven, you know what you need?
What?
You need some credit.
You're right.
Here we go. You love her so much that you...
I swept.
You swept. Now, you wouldn't weed whack.
No,
There wasn't time for that.
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that for love.
I didn't have time.
Right. But you did mow the grass.
That's right.
And sweep the kitchen and clean up your own mess.
I'm glad to get the credit here.
Yeah. You know what I did this weekend?
What'd you do?
It was first weekend back at soccer, and my husband and I are my older daughter Hayden's soccer coach.
And if you want to see something funny.
It's me coaching girls, 10-year-old girls and 11-year-old girls. But every time... one of those kids had a huge haymaker, and they would kick the ball so far out of bounds, right?
Right.
None of the other parents or coaches would move.
Nobody jumps up. Nobody goes to get it or anything like that.
And I would jump up, and I'd be like, got it. And I would have to run and go get the ball that's now about four fields down with the three-year-olds that are chasing after the ball.
So you made the mistake of doing it the first time, and now everybody believes you will do it from then on. So do you throw it back or do you kick it back to the ref? What is your technique and have you ever embarrassed yourself doing it?
I do a little bit of both. A lot, you know, if I'm within, I mean, I got a good kick. I was a soccer player.
I know.
So I can kick that ball back. But a lot of times I just throw it in, you know, or I run it back so I can have a couple extra seconds.
But nobody ever says thank you?
Nobody looks and is like, hey, Anna, thanks for sprinting 100 yards while we all stand there with our hands on our hips waiting for you to return with that soccer ball.
Not even the ref? That's terrible.
Yeah, and you know what I need?
Right. You need some credit.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
I went and I got that ball.
There she goes.
Yep.
She's going to get it again.
There she is.
Isn't there another mom who just feels bad for you or somebody? Don't you have friends there? Isn't this your community of people?
I mean... maybe they just take for granted that I'm going to chase after that ball.
That you'll be there forever to
I'm going
to
be there for that ball.
All right.
1-800-330-9999.
It's terrible.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend? You can call or text.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
The weekend goes by. And you think back to all those things that you did that were awesome. And then you think about it and you're like, nobody even acknowledged them. You did not get the credit you deserved.
Yeah, like when a tree falls down in the forest, if there's nobody there to hear it, did it ever make a sound, Anna Zapp?
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I made school lunches 3 times last week and again this morning. And you'd think one of my kids would acknowledge it. but nope.
Oh, I deal with this every day.
Right. If they're going to acknowledge it, it's only going to tell you because it stinks.
Right.
They're going to tell you that their lunch is no good.
It's a failure every day. They come home, you open up that lunchbox, and the same thing that you poured your heart and soul into that morning is still sitting there. And then they look at you like you made a mistake because, God forbid, they eat 3 bites of turkey. You're simply the best.
Anybody's lunch, Anna.
They make lunches every day, these moms and dads. They go through the refrigerator. They find everything. Yeah. That they just try.
Yeah.
And then you come home, you ungrateful children, and you look at them and you're like, I told you I didn't want that.
Kids just don't care, Anna Zapp. They just don't care.
Ugh. It's all right. You get the credit you deserve here. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I went and got my wife's car an oil change, and when I got home, she didn't even say thank you. She told me that that was my job as a husband and that she didn't need to thank me.
That's rough.
I mean, you did it. You thought you stepped in, all right, did the heroic thing, made sure that her vehicle will be safe and last her a lifetime to give back to her, and she just poo-pooed it.
You know, you saved her that moment. When the guy comes out and tries to upsell her on other stuff, and she has to look at him blankly.
I don't need the wipers for $72. No, what wipers cost $72?
Premium? Is it really going to make my car?
Does it make any difference?
I don't. Did you even do anything?
Well, if you say so, okay.
You know what, sir? We'll give you the credit you deserve.
All you wanted was a thank you.
Yes, thank you. Hey now, you're an all-star.
Get your game on. You stepped up and you went right to that oil change place and you said, all right, I'll wait in this line until it's my turn. I'll put on my mask and I'll sit in the waiting room.
It is rough when they come out there and they try and sell you everything because they make it sound like your car is actually not going to make it home.
Right.
Like you've already come to do the right thing for the vehicle.
You've made it this far.
Right. But then they make it sound like you're not going to survive the actual drive home. And so then you're like, you know what? Yeah, today I'm going to treat the car. Today we're going to get the premium. Today give me the wipers. Today give me the air filter. You drive away and you're like, I can still hear that noise that it's making.
I like when they bring out the stick and they show you the stick as if you know what that means.
Right.
You know, and you know what he did?
See the color and the viscosity?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw you got a car seat in the car. You know what you want to do if you love your kids? Upgrade to the premium oil. Oh, my gosh. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
Well, you know, some of us didn't get credit. It's just I did something, and my wife was totally oblivious. I chopped down a tree in the backyard, and she had no idea that it even happened. I was out there with a chainsaw. I was out still working the whole weekend. And she's like, oh, you chopped it down? And I was kind of laughing. I was like, how did you not hear the chainsaw going off?
Yeah.
You definitely should have got credit for that, sir. When you're working with power tools, immediately you get credit. That's how this thing works.
Well, you're going to get it now. Nobody told you to cut down that tree. She actually loved that tree. But now it's gone. And she didn't even say thank you for cutting down my favorite maple tree in the yard. If you didn't get credit this weekend, 1-800-330-9999. What was it? What didn't you get credit for?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right now.